ditch it and drain it.
What would you call a thing that you dug? Are there other names for that?
To drain ditch. Drainage ditch.
Mm-hmm. What would you call a shallow arm of the sea or a tidal stream? A little bit of water that flows in and out with the tide.
Tidal neck, I reckon you'd call it, something like that.
What would be a deep, narrow valley cut by a stream of water in the woods or a field about 10 feet deep and 10 feet across?
A bad wash.
Uh-huh. What else could you call this?
Gully.
What would you call a hill that, say, had a lot of gullies in it? Or
eroded.
Mm-hmm. If you had, say, a small square of land that had been badly, badly eroded with a lot of gullies, what would you say? How would you describe it?
It would be eroded. It would be poor farming land.
What do you call a small stream of water?
A branch.
Is there anything smaller than that?
Stream means spring branches are usually small. There's small and large branches.
Let's see, and what would be between a small branch and a river?
Creek.
What do you call a very small rise in the land?
A hump or a hill.
Is there anything smaller?
Mole hill, I suppose, would be small.
What do you call it if it's a little larger?
A little larger. A little mountain, I suppose. No one in between.
Mm-hmm. What would you turn to open a door?
Knob.
Is there any kind of land called this way?
I don't know what I've heard it called. Knob land.
What do you call it if it's very, very large, much bigger than a hill?
Mountain.
What would you call a rocky side of a mountain that drops off pretty sharp?
Cliff.
Up the mountain where the road goes across in a low place, you call a...
A cut.
Uh-huh. Or, let's see, if it were a way to get from...
Bridge.
Uh-huh. Okay.
A span,
If it were a way, you know, for people could get from one, the only way people could get from one side of the mountain to the other, I mean, to get across a chain of mountains, what would you call that?
Yeah.
Wouldn't be a gap. Gap is a valley.